For today's study, we will be looking at another vital piece of the armor designed for the protection and the defense of the believer who is wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. We will be talking about the shield of faith with which we are able to quench all, yes, all the fiery darts of our opponent. Ephesians 6 and 16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield of the military combatant was not generally of standard shape or size. Every soldier, every fighter would choose a shield of his liking and one that would be comfortable for him. The shield is made up or constructed of light metal, of wood, or some such material as would be fitted together, built to offer shelter and protection or covering for the fighter in the event a missile is hurled against him to secure his heart. The shield sometimes extends beyond the full length and the full body width of the fighter without being too cumbersome as to hinder the free movement of the fighter in the conflict. In other words, a soldier would not choose a shield that is unwieldy, such as would restrict his free movement. That is why he chooses his own and not one like everybody else. It is not something that one size fits all. It is not a case where you become a copycat. You see one soldier with a particular shield and you say you want one exactly like that. Every man must use a shield that is suited for him and convenient for him to handle, to wield, and to use. Because after all, the shield is for that man's protection, and he has to make sure that such shield is one capable, suitable for his own protection. The shield is made of material that cannot be easily punctured or penetrated. Many times the shield, if it is made of wood, would be covered over with thick leather so that any missile thrown against it would have to puncture the leather and then the wood and then get through to the combatant. But each soldier must choose a shield that suits his particular need and that is well able to protect him from the onslaught of the enemy. The shield ought to be able to withstand the effects of a flying dart, an arrow shot through the air, a rock. It should be able to withstand the force and the thrust of a javelin. It should be able to withstand any object that is hurled against the fighter, in this case against the believer, and it should be able to withstand sword and spear and anything that is directed to injure and hurt the believer in the conflict. Remember, it is a fight. The enemy is furious, and not only is he furious, but he's dangerous. So that any means he can use to cut the opponent down. He will not show any mercy. He will use any means and every means to destroy the believer before the believer destroys him. He takes aim at our whole person, our loins, our chest, where the heart is located, our feet, and other vulnerable parts of our physical and spiritual being. He is out to finish us off. The enemy's intention is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Yes, he uses every means in order to overthrow the believer. But we must ever wear the full armor of God, and Christ is the answer. The Christ in us must not be put to shame, but we are putting on every piece of the armor that Jesus has recommended so that we become fully equipped. And being fully equipped, we are destined to win. This is the enemy's plan in spiritual warfare, to get you in a state of unpreparedness. He would be glad for you to discard one or more or any of the armor recommended here in this passage. But beloved, we cannot put our armor off or put our armor down. We must be ready at all times in Jesus' name. Note, this shield gives protection to the wrestler when he stands, when he walks, runs, crouches, sits, lays down to rest, or in any and every physical position that becomes necessary in the conflict, the shield of faith affords the fighter safe cover. Don't leave your shield of faith behind whenever you must travel from point A to point B. Notice, it is called the shield. Yes, the shield of faith. Your faith shields you from every false teaching. Your faith teaches you that in all things, Jesus must have the preeminence, that Jesus must be first, that Jesus is number one, that Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith, that without Jesus, you can do absolutely nothing in this conflict. You need him, and you need every piece of armor that he recommends. The shield of faith gives you full coverage. Hallelujah. Shield of faith gives you full coverage. The Bible teaches us that the just shall live by faith. Keep in mind that this shield of faith is impenetrable. It is inviolable. It is impossible, in other words, for this shield of faith to be penetrated by any means or any weapon or any object that the enemy may be trying to use against you. This is the shield of faith, and this is the victory that overcomes the world. What is it? Even our faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. God wants us to have faith and to walk in faith and live in faith every day and every moment. Yes, the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6 that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The shield of faith is as important as any other piece of fighting gear. We must not leave without it. It must be carried at all times. We are to walk by faith, live by faith, fight with faith in our hearts and in our spirits and in our mouth and in our hands. Yes, we must stand fast in faith. Faith is our life. This Christian life is about faith. If only we believe, we will see the glory of God. We are to speak faith. We are to live by faith. We are justified by faith and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified in God's sight. Faith, faith, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. The shield is usually strapped or fastened to the left hand of the combatant. It can become movable to cover the part of the body that is needing coverage. And with the right hand, the wrestler is free to engage in the other aspects of the conflict. In other words, the shield is strapped onto the left hand, and with the right hand, the wrestler is free to use any other weapon, which we will talk about later on in future study. The shield of faith remains accessible, ready to meet any missile that approaches from any direction. Always lift up the mighty shield of faith to stave off any blow or any approaching missile that is coming in your direction. Yes, we need to have the shield of faith in readiness. For with the shield of faith, we are able to quench not some, but all of the fiery darts of the wicked. Just lift up your shield of faith. And if you want, when you lift up your shield, shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Victory in Jesus. The shield of faith gives you protection. But specifically in this passage, Paul tells us that with the shield of faith, you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked enemy, the wicked attacker. Darts are sharp, pointed, spike-like missiles with the pointed front end dipped in poison, deadly poison. Yes, you heard me right. The tip of the dart is dipped in deadly poison. Not only that, but attached to the tip of that dart, they tell us that a piece of rounded, a bit of pitch, rounded like a marble, is put also on the tip of that dart. So the dart that's coming to you is poisoned. It has a bit of rounded pitch at the tip of it. Listen, there's more. Then that pitch would be set on fire. So the fire is blazing at the tip of that dart. And then the soldier, the opponent, throws that at you with the intent having it hit you and prick you or stab you with the concurrent effects. What happens? First, you get your skin punctured by the point of that dart. Then you get your blood poisoned by the penetration of that dart. Then you get your skin scorched at the spot or the location where the dart hits you. And then you immediately could feel the effect and the pain of that stab that you receive. And days later, if you are fortunate to be alive, Days later, you will feel the effects of that stale wound. Beloved, the enemy with whom we contend is not easy. His job, his purpose is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So when that fiery dart comes to you whizzing through the air, you see a burning flame of fire created by the lighted pitch. It's kept alive because, you know, pitch is flammable, so that when it makes its treacherous contact, it will hurt you. It would not be easy. It would not be a painless operation. There is a painful wound when the fiery dart enters. Then the burning continues. Then the poison from the tip of the dart finds its way into your bloodstream. You are a wounded soldier. You have not only been stabbed by the dart, but you have been poisoned by the poison that was placed at the tip initially. You would have been scorched or burnt in the spot where the dart entered. Yes, the only thing that will rescue you and save you from the pain and the attendant consequence of such penetration is your shield of faith. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. These darts are dangerous. They're destructive. They're deadly. Yes, they penetrate deep into your flesh. They penetrate even down to your very bones. They penetrate into your heart and your nervous system, and you feel the effects of those fiery darts. But your shield of faith is your weapon against all the fiery darts. Your shield of faith will work in protecting and defending you from the evil design of the fiery dart. Faith is always the victory for you. Never keep your shield of faith far from you. Always lift up your shield of faith and believe God in the name of Jesus as you lift up your shield of faith, which is a defense always. Yes, only believe, the scripture says, for all things are possible to them that believe. And what do you believe? How do you believe? What do you believe with? You believe with your faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Yes, by faith and through faith, we turn out to be more than conquerors. The enemy would like for us to forget about our shield, but faith, it is the shield of faith, and we need to keep that ever before us. Someone has described faith following the first letter of the spelling of that word, F-A-I-T-H, forsaking all, I take him. And the opposite of faith is fear. When you see the fiery dart coming, if you try to run and try to hide, you wouldn't escape. When the dart is coming, lift up your shield of faith. Do not be afraid, because what is fear? Fear is about false evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. Your shield of faith will keep you out and take you out of every fiery dart that the enemy will throw against you. And besides this, We are talking about the physical situation, but spiritually, some of the darts that are thrown at you are words. You know how many people have fallen out with God and fallen away from faith because of words people say against them or about them? You know, words are powerful. How do you think this world was created? With spades and trowels and hammers and such like? No. We understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Words are powerful. Words are powerful. And the enemy uses words to entrap us, to discourage us, to cause us to give up. And these words are hurtful. They could be deceitful. They could be slanderous and grievous. They could be disparaging. And sometimes they don't have to be uttered aloud. They're just whispered. And we happen to hear these words hurt very, very deeply. You see, those words are fiery darts, burning, scorching, painful, stinging, hurting deep inside. And they might even be words from a trusted friend. Yes, and when they utter those words, you're surprised that a person could say such a thing about you. And maybe the person didn't say it, but they're wicked people who report things that never happened. They fabricate them themselves, but in any event, they come to you as words. When those words come to you, painful, bitter, and terrible as they are, what do? Lift up your shield of faith and say, I believe God. I know God is with me. I know that Jesus is with me to help me. By faith, I accept deliverance and victory. Let people say what they like the guy who looked at the bunch of dogs that were following his chariot. He said, let the dogs bark. This chariot is moving on. Let people say what they like. And they will say what they like. And the enemy will try to test you in this area and cause people to say things about you that are not true. That is a fiery dart directed at you. So what do? Sit in a corner and mope and cry and have a pity party? No, lift up your shield of faith and say, Lord, you know me and I know you. And I know in whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that you are able to keep that which I've committed unto you against that day. Do you know how many people have turned away from God because somebody said something that was not true, that was slanderous, that was not uttered at all by the victim? Hear me. The devil will create situations to get you discouraged and to get you out of the race. But don't take that from the enemy. Lift up the mighty shield of faith and rejoice in the Lord. The words that people speak and they say are fiery darts, burning, scorching, painful, stinging, hurting you deep to the heart and the soul, deep within, hurting you down to the bone, to your very marrow. You feel it. But what do? Lift up the shield of faith. Faith, that brings victory. rejoice in the face of inner pain. Sing unto the Lord a song of praise. Sing a new song. You say, but Pastor Bola, I don't think I could sing when my heart is heavy, when people could do such a thing to me. That's the time for you to sing. You say, but I don't want to be a hypocrite. I'm feeling hurt. How can I sing? That's the time to sing. Because you look at the man Abraham, he called those things that are not as though they are. And this is what faith does. Faith takes what looks like a defeat and turns it into a victory. Faith looks at the walls of Jericho, walks around it, and shouts. And that shout and that journey of 6 days knocks over, knocks down, buries, throws down that wall of Jericho. Faith looks at the Red Sea and stands still and sees the salvation of God. Faith looks at the impossible, and in the name of Jesus and on the basis of God's word, faith calls the impossible possible and calls those things that are not as though they are. So in the face of what people say, truth or otherwise, declare that the Lord is your strength and your shield. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Give thanks to God in your pain and in your hurt. He will turn your mourning into gladness. In fact, he will turn your mourning into dancing. He will replace that sorrow with joy and with a song. The devil cannot stay around a rejoicing believer. Yes, be like Abraham. He called those things that are not as though they are. Faith is your victory. And faith will handle any situation, big or small. Faith is able to give you victory over all mountains, rivers, deserts, streams, whatever is before you. Faith makes a way. So hear the word of God today. When the enemy throws his darts at you, lift up your shield of faith, and the shield of faith will cause the dart to fall and to be ineffective against you. This is your message of hope. This is your message of deliverance. Believe God. All things are possible.